Hey y'all, it's your girl, the Ghetto Mother Grease here, outside in this cold air. That's why I sound a little scrambled. But I wanted to come on here and just voice my opinion on this topic that I'm seeing so rapidly on my YouTube's algorithm. Basically, it's about women who, I don't know what words I can use on here or can't. So, I'm going to give you an abbreviation. After each word I use, you take the main word letter and you singleize it until you get the word. For instance, shucks. Okay. A, J. Ooh, no. That's not good. Applejacks kids. Let's do that. So you will take that. So it will be A, J, K. So, I've seen a lot of things about, I've seen a lot of videos on YouTube about, people who were, with their lover or with somebody who, got past a house in Virginia. Yeah. Remember what I said. Take the three main letters and that's what I'm saying. House in Virginia. And the way the video really triggered me, because with me being a lady of the night and, you know, doing what I do to get my coins, and a lady of the night means like escort, prostitute, you know, it really triggered me because I put my body on the line every time I go out with somebody, right? And you want people to be honest with you. You want people to be open with you. And you want people to tell you the truth. And when I see videos and stuff of that sort, that people are getting ridiculed for standing in their truth and actually having the strength and the courage and the maturity and the wisdom to be able to be like, you know what? This happened to me. It was not my fault. It wasn't right. And I'm going to get justice for myself. For you to ridicule the women who are open about it, imagine what that does to the men or to the women who have it and may want to disclose their status or may want to do this or do that, but because of the ridicule that is given from honesty, it's like, why do that, you know? And then it makes it bad for me, because it's like I go with these Johns, I ask them, hey, are you clean? And they're like, yeah, I'm clean. And I'm like, all right. And it's like, when I see shit like that, when I see stuff like that, that makes me feel like they don't, like, okay, they're lying, you know? Like, they ain't gonna tell me now. Like, they're not really gonna tell me, you know? I just wish that people would just be more accepting and more loving to all people. You get what I'm saying? Because people come past that challenge from different reasons. Some people are born into it. Some people are molested into it. Some people are raped into it. You know, I gotta look up the guidelines, see what I can and cannot say. But some people are, you know, all those type of things into it. And for people to make a mockery out of it, like, what really triggered me, because this lady, she was so bubbly, she was so happy, not happy, but she was in such good spirits, and she was, like, you know, on TikTok breaking it down about what happened, and she's, like, what girls do. Girls go, like, and that's what gets me. People get online, and they act like they've never experienced nothing before. Like, everything is just wiped clean. Like, it's a first, everything for them is a first line. Like, she's almost somehow, she went to Jamaica and she had a one-night stand. Like, at least she went out. I mean, I'm sorry for the circumstances that she's going through, that she's going to get through, that she's going to come out on top of. But it's like, people, at least she went to Jamaica. Like, y'all motherfuckers go to Miami and get a few cups of Casamigos and getting fucked raw, getting that pussy bent out of shape. So it's like, darling, how dare you? Like, and then maybe I get so oblivious, and not even oblivious, so, yeah, oblivious and so above it, so up on that high horse with their nose in the clouds, like, oh, I would never have a one-night stand without protection. When you, and it'd be the same girls that be fucking, that get fucked on the first date. Like, it's like, girl, Miss Mamas, oh, so, you'll get fucked on the first date, honey, but you gonna make sure you always use a condom, right? Like, bitch, please. So that just really triggered me, and I'm just like, girl, you sitting on your platform, and you're spewing out this hatred, and you're giving up these backhanded compliments, like, how dare you tell that bitch, I hope it was worth it. Like, what? Like, how dare you? Like, if you have such a disdain for a subject or a topic, any topic, why report on it for? Why? To communicate with other people who share in that mindset? I don't know. It just really rubbed me the wrong way. I'm just like, you know what? And you know why it rubbed me the wrong way? And why it's so triggering to me, I feel as though? It's because I know that what I do, I put myself at risk. You get what I'm saying? I put my body on the line. Every time I go see somebody, for something sexual, whether it's casual or business, I'm putting my life on the line. So, and a lot of times, you know, in a profession, you know, and they might throw you a little extra, little one hun, two hun, and a lot of times those are red flags too. But you know, if it's a little one hun or two hun for a little sucky sucky, even though you can still catch it from sucky sucky, especially if they pre-come a lot. You know, like, it kind of like, maybe it's my guilt, like, damn, I know, or maybe it's just my nervousness, like, damn, I know I'm in a field, I'm in a position, or I'm in the circumference of possibly contracting it. So I think that's why it was just such a nerve hitter, you know, type of situation for me. And I was just like, you know what? Ugh, the girls be coming up. But what I will say to y'all though, anybody, straight, gay, whatever, you get what I'm saying? Put yourself first. Put yourself first. You get what I'm saying? I know it's difficult asking certain questions, especially, like, for me, it's much more easier for me to ask a person business with their status as opposed to casual, because I'm really feeling the person. I don't want them, like, sometimes I care so much that I overthink, and I be like, oh, you know what, let me not just do this, let me not just do that. But ask questions, y'all. Be aware. Be just like, don't wear rosy shade glasses. And it's easier said than done, but sometimes you can just get so lost in a person that you lose yourself, especially with being transgender, because society tells you so much that nobody's not going to be with you in public, nobody's not going to be with you in front of the world, nobody's not going to be with you in, you know, but like, basically, nobody's not going to be with you but besides being behind closed doors. Like, you're not worthy of love, you're not worthy of true commitment, you're not worthy of nothing more than just being, a little slide through, a little side piece, a little sneaky link, as you like to call it. And that sneaky link is cute, but not if you really like a person. And I'm speaking for personal experience on this. If you really like a person, don't be no sneaky link. Because the only person you truly are sneaking is yourself. Because you won't be fucked up more so than they will be, because you already care more than they do. They're just in it for the most part for your physical. Yeah, they might like your conversational piece and all this and all that, but if they really had any true intentions for you to evolve and develop or to become a part of their life, it wouldn't just be a sneaky link. You know what I'm saying? They'll want to see you in the daytime. They'll want to, you know, take you out to dinner, take you out to lunch, or this, this, and that, or even ask you, did you eat? What did you eat? Like, you have to just, like, it's just such a big thing. But just be careful, y'all. And my young trans woman, like, there's so many opportunities out here now, y'all. Like, real talk. Get a job. Work. tricking is not what it what like tricking is not what it used tricking was tricking is never not never a good thing, but because some people enjoy sex work and I can't knock them, but tricking is no longer the only means that you know, the only means of you getting your coins now. Like, you go to school, you could work, you could do this, you could do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't gotta be on the corner no more. Like, you don't gotta walk up and down the street no more. You ain't gotta post ads no more. Because a lot of that stuff plays with your mental. And it has you questioning yourself, it has you doubting yourself, it has you just everything. Like, it'd be nights when you on that strip, honey, you walking up and down the block, honey, you seeing other girls getting picked up. And you're like, why am I getting picked up? Like, what's wrong with me? And, you know, you start comparing yourself. It'd be nights where you out there for hours and you're not out there. Or you out there for hours, honey, or you just scramble up. It's a little cute, little 20, 40, maybe a little $50 date. Which is cute, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you are in need, you know, it's cute. It's just like, but you've been out there for 5 hours. You know what I'm saying? You out there in the snow, rain. You know what I'm saying? You got rough from the cops. You got to do this, you got to do that. It's just a lot. It's just a lot. And back in the day, you know what I'm saying, like when I was younger, I'm still young, I'm only 31, but when I was younger, you know what I'm saying, and I was just starting up, you know what I'm saying, like, tricking was a means to, and like, it was a way for me to become the girl that, you know, I am, you know what I'm saying, it was a way for me to get my hair, get my outfits, get my clothes, get into Tiffany, you know. And it was fun, you know what I'm saying? I was younger, I was, you know, horny, you know what I'm saying? But it was dangerous, too. It was very dangerous. And I'm grateful that I haven't been in too many dangerous situations. Like, the only one I was in was two. And that, and the second one really trumps the first one, truth be told. But that was my fault. And that's a conversation for another day, because, honey, that's emotional. But the first one, I was doing him, and I was in Newark. Like, don't go to the hood. If you're going to do it, y'all, do it right now. You get what I'm saying? Don't go to the hood. But I was in Newark. I was doing him. So I said, bitch, look up. Honey, this nigga pulled out a knife from his back seat, honey. I'm assuming he was trying to rape me, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not a fighter, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got some fight in me, but I'm not a fighter. You know, I don't like to fight, you know, I'm not big on fighting. But in that moment, in all moments, my father gave me the strength, like, and I don't even know what I did. Like, next thing you know, I think I punched him in his face, and then I opened the car door. Either I opened the car door and he grabbed me and I punched him. But either or, my phone had fell, and it's when they had the Motorola Q. And it was the black one that you slide up. So this is old school. This is like 2008, 2009. Like, this was around like the Sidekick era, like when phones was really just starting to, you know, take off and stuff. And, yeah, I had ran, and it was like a movie. Like, I had ran down mad blocks in Newark, or whatever, because he was, like, right, we were, like, in the downtown section, and I had ran down by East Kenny. I had ran down mad street, and then I ran inside, a building, or whatever. And I guess because I was trans and the man, like, knew I was trans, he would not let me in. Mind you, this motherfucking guy is walking behind me like fucking Jason, honey. And Michael Myers, like, he's walking mad, like, not slow, like, he's walking slow enough, but he's still, like, he's following me. Like, he just, like, literally got out his car and started chasing me type shit. Like, man, but I'm gonna cut you the fuck up. So I must have had punched him. And then, I had realized I dropped my phone out of his car. Soon as he picked up my phone, and took my phone. I was so fucking sick. But I got back to North Penn Station, you know what I'm saying? And I was shook up for a minute. Oh, I was shook up for a minute. But, you know, I got back out there because I was hungry for it. And when you're hungry for it, when you are given this feeling in your heart, and you're given and you're given, you know, you're given and your steps are ordered. Like, you just keep going. You get what I'm saying? And it ain't even like I know I probably messed up right up for a little bit, but it wasn't really too bad. But then I got in a fight. Well, this is my fault. This is my fault. This is my fault. And this is why, if you go in trick, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. If the person give you a good coin, even if you feeling bad, like you making good bank, then like you making good money, do not be above the shit, because like, oh, I'm gonna meet him, I'm gonna get him. Even they drunk or they fucked up, don't just pull off on them. Like, oh, okay, yeah, he fucked up, I'm just gonna take his shit and go, type shit. And he not gonna be able to catch me or whatever, type shit. Don't do that, because I had a date, right? He had gave me 100. I had like a cute little five. I had a cute little 500, maybe 6, or like 550. It was real, real cute. It was real, 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 real cute. And it was real cute. And once he gave me the money, and maybe he went to the bathroom or something, and I left out. I had left out mad quick. I was like, oh. Oh shit. Look at that little piece. It's right there. No, it's right there. Thank you. Yeah, so. Go ahead, get a little tree, honey, okay? You got a little tree, a little piece of tree drop. You were like, give me your tree. But, yeah, gave me a cute coin. And I had, he gave me a cute coin. I got a cute little 100 piece from him. And I think he went to the bathroom, right? And as soon as he went to the bathroom, and I left out, right? This was fucked up at the right. Had I just kept on going, I would have made it. But what happened was, I left out his house with his 100, right? And his people, no, somebody stopped me. Somebody stopped me, right? And was trying to pick me up. Like, he was at his house or whatever. And this is like the Ironbound section in New York. By like the industrial, not Ironbound. It's like by like the industrial part of Newark. Like when they have all them all you shits and shit up. So he picks me up. I mean, he trying to talk to me. So I'm sitting there talking to him. Da 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 da. Baby. That nigga came around that corner, honey. And Smooth Cold caught me. Boop. When I tell you we was out there fighting, mind you, he popped my baby fat purse. And it was like the one with the little circles, like to hold the bag. Like it had the thing that you hold the bag, like the leather part that you hold it, but what was connected to the leather part was little circle little things. Yes, honey. Pop my purse. My coin is all under the truck. All under the motherfucking truck. And I have for him, honey, mind you, ripped my whole, had a fucking quick weave in, honey. Ripped my quick weave out. Like, half of my shit was out, honey. Like, we fought, we tore it, honey. And I don't know what, like, how it ended. I don't know if I dashed or I ran, but I don't think I ran. I think the fight just was over. Because I remember looking under the car trying to get my money. And I probably, like, recovered, like, half of it. Like, I was so over that shit. But that was my fault. Because, see, I would have just not been being too cute, you know, feeling fat. I probably was fucked up. I probably was a little high for a little E-pill or something. And feeling fat, feeling cute, feeling like the girl.
And I fucked around and I got God. Well, I got him and he got me back. You know, that was my fault. The third thing is very emotional. It's very, very emotional. And it's about playing cunt. That's like, and this is like when I, like all that stuff happened when I first was transitioning, like in our earlier time. This one happened kind of recently, you know? And honey, when I tell you, God will, like, I know God is real. I know he's real. But at certain times in life where, well, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, honey, you know it's only God. Because when I tell you I was playing comp, right? I don't want to give it rushed. I want to give you the story when I'm really in the zone and I can really break it down to y'all. You know, I don't want to just be like, oh, here we go, boom. Because it's really deep and it's really like, it's something for the girls. But just please, be careful playing cunt. Be careful playing like a woman. And also, what I will say is, if something happens within that interaction, you, in my opinion, you really can't be mad at the person because you tricked them. You know? You tricked them. So, we're going to come back to that on a later note. And I know, you know, I feel like everything is predestined. But a trick is a trick nonetheless, in my opinion. But I just want to speak on that. You know, so just be kinder to people. You know what I'm saying? Because even, that goes the same thing about with the people who, they say, oh, why don't guys come out and say they like trans women, or they say that they mess with men too on the side, like biological men, on the side, like they're bisexual, whatever. Because as soon as somebody comes out and say it, you get all these stories, you get all this, you get all this backlash, you get all this, you get all that. So it's like, you say you want something, but the actions to hearing with what you're saying that you want, which is the truth, is totally wrong, in my opinion. Like, for instance, you ask a man, did he cheat on you? He tell you, yeah, now you're ready to flip the fuck out and carry on. Your emotions are valid, but at the same time, honey, you ask for the truth. Don't ask for the truth and then start flipping out, because now what's going to happen is he's going to remember that time that you flipped out about him telling you the truth when he was trying to be honest and real with you, and now he ain't going to tell you shit. And it's the same thing with the girl, like, you know, with men who are trans attracted or men who are bisexual and deal with men genetically type shit. And I know trans women are men genetically and all that shit, but baby, it's levels to it. There's levels and there's playing fields, baby. And trans women and men are not the same. Yes, we both were biologically born men, but when you get to the nooks and crannies of the shit, we're not the same. It's a totally different ball game. When you see a trans woman, you see the illusion of a female. When you see a man, you see a man. There's no illusion. It is what it is. So we're going to talk about that too on a later note. But I just want to tap in with y'all and just, you know, thank you to my people, the 6 people who listen to my thing. You know, I'm definitely appreciative of that. Thank you for listening to my rant and thing, you know. I love it. And I'm going to come back, you know. It's just been a rough time for me right now. Like, mentally, I just feel lost. Like, I just feel like so empty a little bit. And I feel like, can anybody just hear me? Like, you know, I just feel like, I don't know. And I think maybe it's like the holiday times too. Like, I got seasonal depression. And then I got other shit that I go, like, you know, it's just a lot mentally. So a lot of times I'm gonna be there, but I'm gonna try to at least drop in like at least once every 2 weeks, just with something. You get what I'm saying? If it's more, cool, but if it's not, I'm at least just try to drop in one time per 2 weeks. So I know it ain't much, but this is real tea. This is coming from a real bitch. And that's just that on that. So like I said, this been your girl, the Ghetto Mother Goose. And because I'm telling you the street stories, baby. I'm telling you the real shit. And that's just that on that. And remember, do the best you can with what you got. Then I've been watching this girl YouTube videos. And she be having this Mariah Carey thing at the end. And Mariah Carey with DJ Sus One. I think if y'all have to Google it, and Mariah Carey be like, I'm going to do the best I can with what I got. I cannot. And just know that everything is written and shit going to get better for us all if you're going through it. If you're not, be grateful. If you are, just know that plants don't grow without a little bit of rain. Okay? It's not what you, it might not be what you needed, what you wanted, but it's what you need in order for you to grow and flourish. And I'm trying to believe that too. I'm trying to let that sit with me too. But until next time, y'all, thank y'all for listening.